Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words on the corruption surrounding the president these days. It is huge, covering the White House with a blanket of sleaze deep enough to bury the 6'3" unindicted Oval Office co-conspirator. Growing like the mold on the northwest corner of a Hawaiian greenhouse wall. In the past week, Paul Manafort was found guilty on 5 counts of tax fraud, 2 counts of bank fraud, and 1 count of failure to disclose a foreign bank account. A single jury member was responsible for deadlocking the 10 other counts, and they let the defendant totally slide on his incredibly bad taste, somehow ignoring a $15,000 ostrich skin jacket. At almost the same exact time, Michael Cohen pled guilty to 8 felonies implicating the president in 2 of them. And these are not just some junior staffers who both became convicted felons on the same day, but Donald Trump's former campaign manager and personal lawyer. M-A-G-A, MAGA, now means many are going away, or my attorney got arrested. In response, the president called Cohen a rat and Manafort a good man, but then resorted to his trusty Rain Man refrain, "No collusion, no collusion," starting to sound like a broken parrot and baring his teeth like a cornered rat. Meanwhile, in San Diego the very same day, the second congressman to endorse Trump's campaign, Duncan Hunter, was indicted on 60 federal charges. Following in the footsteps of the first congressman to endorse Trump, Christopher Collins, who was also indicted by the feds last week, proving that not only was Trump unable to pick the best people, he couldn't even pick the best criminals. He picked crummy crooks. The book on this one is going to be called All the President's Con Men. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.